That's right. It is Mike and Kim Burge with the good stuff, and we're so happy to be here. Mike, what do you have?
Well, I'm going to share something about, I'm going to share something called Don't We All. But first, I'm going to tell you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, inviting you to check things out at visitvalentine.org. Check out 50 things to do. Now, you might not have time to do 50 things this fall, but you can come for maybe an upland bird hunting trip, a turkey hunting frenzy, something like that, deer hunting, all of those. A lot of public land around the area. Check that out. Also, you can get a trip down the Niobrara River or just enjoy the dark skies here in north central Nebraska. Again, check it all out. Visitvalentine.org.
And make sure you check into Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're not flashy, they're not fancy, but they do what matters. They provide people with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? That's what readers want. They want Tri-State Livestock News to provide one thing: valuable, timely information about the industry. And I think you're going to embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online, tsln.com.
This was sent in to the good stuff from Dave Penn a while back. I was parked in front of the mall wiping off my car. I had just come from the car wash and was waiting for my wife to get out of work. Coming my way from across the parking lot was what society would consider a bum. From the looks of him, he had no car, no home, no clean clothes, and no money. There are times when you feel generous, but there are other times that you feel you just don't want to be bothered. This was one of those don't want to be bothered times. I hope he doesn't ask me for anything, I thought. He didn't. He came. He sat on the curb in front of the bus stop, but he didn't look like he had enough money to even ride the bus. After a few minutes, he spoke. "That's a very pretty car," he said. He was ragged, but he had an air of dignity about him. I said thanks and continued wiping off my car. He sat there quietly as I worked. The expected plea for money never came. As the silence between us widened, something inside said, "Ask him if he needs any help." I was sure that he would say yes, but I held true to the inner voice. "Do you need any help?" I asked. He answered in three simple but profound words that I shall never forget. We often look for wisdom in great men and women. We expect it from those of higher learning and accomplishments. I expected nothing but an outstretched, grimy hand. He spoke the three words that shook me. "Don't we all?" he said. I was feeling high and mighty, successful and important, above a bum in the street, until those three words hit me like a 12-gauge shotgun. "Don't we all?" I needed help, maybe not for bus fare or a place to sleep, but I needed help. I reached in my wallet and gave him not only enough money for bus fare, but enough to get a warm meal and shelter for the day. Those three little words still ring true. No matter how much you have, no matter how much you have accomplished, you need help too. No matter how little you have, no matter how loaded you are with problems, even without money or a place to sleep, you can give help. Even if it's just a compliment, you can give that. You never know when you may see someone that appears to have it all. They're waiting on you to give them what they don't have. A different perspective on life, a glimpse at something beautiful, a respite from the daily chaos that only you, through a torn world, can see. Maybe the man was just a homeless stranger wandering the streets. Maybe he was more than that. Maybe he was sent by a power that is great and wise to minister to a soul too comfortable in themselves. Maybe God looked down, called an angel, dressed him like a bum, then said, "Go minister to that man cleaning the car. That man needs your help. Don't we all?" So that again was sent in by Dave Penn. I don't know the author on that, but I thought it was kind of a nice thing to read for you today on the good stuff.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm going to share more of these that we've received recently from Chris Beckby. Chris is from Valentine and emailed these to us, and I am getting quite a kick out of them. They're actually definitions. You know what death is? What politically correct doctors call a negative patient outcome. John Kosh says that. That's a quote. Eternity is, I really like this, the last 2 minutes of a football game. I so believe that. The internet, why you're not getting anything done at work. And the ironing board, anybody remember those? It's a surfboard that came up on its dreams and got a, it's a surfboard that gave up on its dreams and got a real job. Oh, meeting? It could have been an email. What about the definition of National Security Agency? A government organization that actually listens to you.
Ooh, well, yeah, maybe when you don't want them to.
Well, that might be. I think that might be very much so. Paperclip? This is a good one as well. A staple for people with commitment issues.
That's true. Don't put a hole on that paper.
That's right.
Thanks for sharing those with us, Chris Beckby, and thanks for sharing those on the good stuff.